in this bulletin. Iran fires more than two dozen missiles at two US air bases in Iraq. South Australia's Premier calls for people to holiday on Kangaroo Island to help the fire-affected tourist operators. And cricketer Ashley Gardner says Australia is capable of winning back-to-back titles in the women's T20 competition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The United States says at least two air bases in Iraq have been hit by more than a dozen missiles. The Pentagon says at least two sites were attacked. It's not yet known if there have been any casualties. The missile launches follow America's killing of top Iranian General Qassem Soleimani on the direct orders of President Trump. The Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has tweeted the attacks were self-defense and that the country is not seeking escalation or war, but will defend itself against aggression. President Trump tweeted all is well and that an assessment of damages and casualties was taking place. Meanwhile, Iranian media is reporting a Boeing 737 with 180 people on board has crashed shortly after taking off from Iran's Khomeini Airport. The plane, operated by Ukraine International Airlines, is reported to have suffered technical problems. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says no Australians have been killed in the missile strikes in Iraq, although he warns it's a very fluid situation. Scott Morrison says he's directed the Chief of the Defence Force to take whatever actions are necessary to protect and defend Australian military and diplomatic personnel and keep Australians safe in Iraq. Mr. Morrison says he'll meet with defence officials tonight in Canberra, and the National Security Committee of Cabinet will meet again tomorrow. He says the advice so far is positive.
The CDF has been able to confirm to me at this point that all Australian diplomatic personnel and all ADF personnel are safe. But it is obviously a very fluid situation, and this is something I'm receiving regular reports on, together with the Minister for Defence and the Minister for Foreign Affairs.
A senior member of the Army says Defence Force personnel will be entering more isolated communities to understand what the exact needs are. Major General Jake Elwood made the comments in a news briefing standing alongside Prime Minister Scott Morrison on South Australia's Kangaroo Island. He says the ADF will either provide help themselves or liaise with other agencies so people can get assistance. General Elwood outlined some of the measures he's ordered to be put in place.
I have directed that we will have two elements that will be capable of air mobile operations based out of New South Wales and also Victoria to make sure that they can launch at very short notice to provide multidisciplinary teams that can provide support or make assessments and then provide that support as it's required.
South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall is encouraging people to book a holiday to Kangaroo Island to help support tourism operators devastated by the bushfires. Mr. Marshall says his government will be announcing additional measures in coming days to support those areas of South Australia that are in distress. Mr. Marshall says there are large parts of Kangaroo Island that are free from the fires, so potential tourists should not be deterred.
4,500 square kilometres, 2,500 square kilometres of pristine island, completely and utterly untouched. So if you want to do the people of Kangaroo Island a favour, book a holiday. Get over to this island, there's still plenty to see.
And Scott Morrison says Australians can help tourism operators by not asking for a refund for accommodation they've cancelled. He says if that's not possible, he's urging people to be flexible with the timing of their requests for refunds. To cricket all-rounder Ashley Gardner says Australia is capable of winning back-to-back titles in the women's T20 competition. The tournament starts next month in Sydney when Australia meets India in the opener. Gardner says she wants Australia to make the decider in Melbourne, which will be held on International Women's Day.
And yeah, hopefully seeing 90,000 people at the MCG on International Women's Day would be an absolute dream. It would be pretty crazy, to be honest, to be out there. I don't think you'd be able to hear anything. So that's something that hopefully I can look forward to. But yeah, there's obviously so much cricket to be played before that.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 28 degrees. Adelaide, very hot and sunny, 40. Melbourne sunny with smoke haze, 31. Hobart mostly sunny, 28. Canberra smoke haze, 29. Wollongong similar conditions, 23. Sydney possible smoke haze, 25. Newcastle possible shower, 25. Brisbane mostly sunny, 31. Cairns a shower or two, 33. Darwin a shower or two, a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.